Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you this morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing. We will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Can you say that? There is no God, say it, like my God. Hallelujah. My God is supreme. He is the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. He is the maker of the heavens and the earth. He is the giver and the receiver of life. He is the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. He made man, and when he finished, he said, and that's good. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Glory. You're made in the image and the likeness of your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you messed up, he sent his only begotten son to rescue you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God, he's our Father. Hallelujah. So we give honor to God, the only true and living God. And we bless his name. We thank him for his mercy, his grace, his protection. He's our shield of defense. Things could have been gone so far in a different direction. But we have a but God. Hey, but God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory. You know, this is one thing we should do as children of God. When they're, what they're doing, say, in the capital, Washington. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Oh, glory. 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 Oh, glory. Oh, we come and go into the presence of the Godhead Council. I go by. Almighty God, you have audience. I have audience. We have Most High God. So we give honor to God this morning. Ooh, made it possible. Made it possible for us to go and come into his presence. Hallelujah. Don't count it robbery. No, 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 no. Don't count that robbery. Hallelujah. No, no, no. We have the audience of the Godhead Council. Yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. We have the ear of our Father. Hallelujah. And not only do we have his ear, he says he'll answer us when we call. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We thank him for the blue sky. Hallelujah. We thank him for the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give honor to you. Thank you for your protection, your guidance, your direction. Thank you for you being a shield of defense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We give honor to God. Oh, besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. So we bless his most holy name. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. We give honor every fiber of our being, understand and hear and experience every fiber of our being. We give honor to the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Can you say that? Thank God for saving you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we say a great good morning to you this day. Hallelujah. And thank you for tuning in with us this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We do bless the name of the living God. Yes, we do. Just so excited. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the fact that we know that God got us. You know, that God is in control, that God cares, and he loves us. Long-suffering, and he's faithful to us. And not only us, the sound of my voice, but his people everywhere. Scripture says, all souls are mine. That's not whether you believe it or not. No, it's the fact. Also, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, and his joy. Thank him for his purpose, his will, and his way for us. In our lives. Hallelujah. Because we were created for his glory. Hallelujah. Yes, we were. We are created for his glory. We were created for his glory. Aha. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're not confused about that. Glory. Hallelujah. We're not confused about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So again, we say good morning to you. We are Remnant Ministries, sons and daughters, daughters and sons of God called to pray. We welcome you to the Traveling Cafe, and we ask that you have a seat at the Golden Table. Here at the Golden Table, we are reminded of God's extended, the goal, remind us of God's extended grace towards us and his people through his son. Hallelujah. Yes. And I mean, we have some exciting things coming, just waiting for the opportunity to bring it forth. But in the meantime, hallelujah, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to thank God. Oh, yeah, we're going to continue in prayer. Hallelujah. We may not be able to see each other, but we can hear each other's voice. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for the means in which he has given us. Hallelujah. So we won't get discouraged and think that the work that he has given us was in vain. Hallelujah. No, 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 no. It's not in vain. Hallelujah. No, 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 no. Not in vain. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord. And we are humble to be able to come. And you, as you come, my darling sister, and my dear friends from Gastonia, for instance, hallelujah, you come and we encourage each other in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I have to pray for Brother Dunlap. He had a little incident, and we thank God that he's all right. Hallelujah. He's all right. He's all right. God got him, and plead the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, over him. Hallelujah. You know, we are here to really encourage each other to do the work of God. That's what it's all about. And that's the purpose of the round table, to really encourage each other to do what God has called you to do, regardless of your age, the age factor. We're so easy. And when we think about it, we really should repent, because we declare that God is God. Nothing is too hard, nor is it impossible. But when it comes to us individually, we say, God, I know God. No, God couldn't have, no, he couldn't have meant that for me to do. Why do we think, well, no, that's not for me. Oh, my God. I think it's so amazing that we do this, because you're talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth, talking about the one who knew you before the foundation of the world. Talk about what we think God just sent us here to get beat up, turned all around, and then go to hell. Because we couldn't survive, and we didn't make it happen, and we were confused, and we didn't know what it was that we were supposed to make happen. No, remember, hell was not made for us. It was not made for the children of God. Confusion is not of God. He opened the door and the bridge so we could come into his presence. We can seek him. And if we seek him with all our heart, we'll find him. When we have doubt, he's given us his written word that he will speak to you. He will speak to you through his written word. And you think that we're insecure. There's so many people who are far better than you and who are far more intellectual than you, richer than you, more influenced than you. But when you know, we need to stop that. All of us, we get intimidated. We need to look into our spiritual mirror. See yourself as God sees you. I'm just saying. What you say? Enough is enough of people flaunting what they have and who they say they are, and that you are nobody. Who said that? Who told you that ridiculous thing? You're made in the image and in the likeness of God. How dare you? How dare we minimize who we are and what God himself has ordained with purpose, full of the authority to do what he has called us to do on this earth for such a time as this, and this is not our home. Point blank, period. Jesus said to his disciples, looking towards Calvary, for this cause I came. He knew what his discourse was. He wasn't confused. He wasn't ashamed. Well, I don't want to get too deep. Well, where'd that come from? We are new creations. We are new creations. Behold, if you have accepted Jesus, he's cleansed you from all unrighteousness. You're new creation. Hallelujah. No, if you are new, you're not going to jump and be able to have the faith of Abraham overnight. It's a process. Let God work his will in us. Let God work his purpose in us. And then we have the audacity, all of us, me, you, all of us, to say, well, you know, it's too late. I don't know what clock we begin to look at. God is not in time. We are. And say, well, Lord, you know, it's too late for me. I'll just sit back and let the young people do it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? We decide that we gonna let the young people handle that. And we're not gonna do anything. It's past my time. Are you breathing? Are you inhaling? Did you wake up this morning? You're still alive. I'm still alive. We are children of God. What God called us to do. He may have called you to do it at this end. Someone in the middle. Someone at the beginning. But you know you were created for his glory. Let God show us what it is that he has called us to do. And let us be faithful to him in his call. You understand what I'm saying? Be faithful to God. Be obedient to God. Hallelujah. Trust God. Hallelujah. Trust God with his plans for your life. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone, oh, I didn't get my education. Or I just raised my children and I helped my husband and I helped my wife go through school and I worked 3-4 jobs. I'm so tired, but I go to church every Sunday. I read my Bible when I'm not tired. Yes. And I pray, but I know you have to make things happen for yourself. But what are you making happen that God has told you to do? It's about being about our Father's business. And we don't have to put ourselves through so much difficulties and anguish. Oh, I don't know what it is. Let God work. Let God work. Let God do his perfect work in us. And the next thing, you have to know and hear from God and not allow yourself to be tossed back and forth by the will of man. So what am I saying? Saying you need to have a relationship. You need to know your voice. No is not a bad word. You have to learn, I have to learn in all things. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. And he will direct your path. That's absolute. No question about it. Will you miss it sometime? Probably. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go to God, repent. God, I missed that. Because this person have you doing this, and this person have you doing that, that person have you doing that, this person, and you ain't done nothing God told you to do, and I mean it just like that. And, oh, yeah, I know you always got to pray and see what God says. Now, I do not, why you making light of that? Don't do that. So, people can see your talent. Sometimes we're the last ones to see our talent and our skills. But ask God to show us what it is that he has called us to do for such a time as this on this earth. We can do that.
Oh, yes, we can. Now, and being directed by God. Yes, because it's for his glory. He knows exactly what we need to be doing every moment. It's a plan that he has, and it's a beautiful picture and a wonderful plan for mankind. As I think about, he allowed Adam to name the animals. And yes, he has given us power and authority to walk on this earth, to live on this earth. And with that power and authority, it still must be under his authority.
I hope I said that right. Yeah. So what is this all about?
Having a relationship with God. Being in harmony with God. Yeah. Ooh, knowing his voice. Yes. Oh, knowing his call to you to come into his presence. He knows that your faith is not that strong. He knows where your weaknesses are. But we can give it all to him and let him build and mold us. And the light from heaven shine on us so the world can see. So the world can see. Hallelujah. The world in the darkness. And they'll want what we have. Reflectors of God. Reflectors of heaven on this earth. Hallelujah. And yeah, like my sister had to remind me, I needed to be quiet and take a rest. And I tell you, ooh, I love her so much for saying, oh my God, I thank God for it. Because I tell you, I was obedient. I did it. And I feel like, and I'm going to do it some more, but a brand new person. I really do. So we do have to refresh ourselves. It's important. The body needs rest. The mind needs rest. Yeah. But we can do the will of our Father if we allow him to direct our path, work his plan in us, and when we go home, we'll be emptied out, and he'll have a smile on when he sees us. That's what we want. We want to please our Father. And we'll be surprised of the things that he will have us to do. And we'll look with amazement and wondering, how did I do that? God did it. We wonder why we had intentions for this to happen and plans. And then we turn around and realize it didn't work out the way. What is this? God sets us in places. We think we have our plan operating. I'm here for this. And no, it will probably happen, you know, but this is the purpose. This is the plan and the will of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, God loves us so much. And he cares and he's faithful to us. Rest in the love of God. Know his voice. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, when I planned this, show, then a lot of things came up, and I said, oh, Lord, I was going to change the time at work, and I just left it. And as I was sitting and just reflecting this morning, I realized that God had it all. It was okay. I was going to be able to be on time. I was going to do the show and no interruptions. And I just sat in just gratefulness and thanked the Lord. Because he did it just as smooth. And I had to stop and like, oh, okay. Just as smooth as you please. I didn't know how I was going to connect with another segment. And because I was going to use the phone, and then the phone rang for Bishop. But what am I saying? I'm saying God. It's amazing. He doesn't make all the bumps and the dips. It's just smooth. You hear what I say? It's just smooth because it's already done. It's already done, already planned out. We just have to step in it and be obedient. Don't get frustrated. Don't throw up your hands. Don't say, I can't do it. Don't belittle what God has said is good. Don't put doubt on what God has said is good. God said that it's good. It's good. Hallelujah. Remember that. Be encouraged. Just know that you're loved by God. He's working his plan, his purpose, his will in your life. Don't say God didn't call. No, that's not what I want to do. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'll do it, but that's not what I want to do. So please don't do that. Don't. Always be in agreement with God's purpose for your life. It's so special. It's so humbling. And it's crucial to be in harmony and peace with God, flowing with him. You may not understand it. Say, God, I don't understand it. I can't see it. But if this is your will for me, give me the strength. Isn't that right, Mother Dunlap? Give me the strength to trust you and the strength to go on according to your will. And according to your purpose. Is that all right? Hallelujah. We're loved by God. We're children of God. So as children, we must be obedient to our Father. Our Savior said, my Father and I are one. The scripture tells us that he's the vine and we are the branches. Everything that's in the vine flows in the branches. Glory. Get that. I saw it. And I could hear the fluid flowing in the branches. That's how the branches produce fruit. Hallelujah. 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 Your time to bloom has been ordained by God. Your time to work his plan has been ordained by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you think about all the things, maybe some have been going through so many crazy things. God, this doesn't seem possible. But at his appointed time, his set time, he lifts you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for his purpose. Now you fill with the anointing of the Almighty God. Oh, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Because you know what he can do. Hallelujah. You know what he can do. Hallelujah. Your faith Hallelujah. Your hand. Hallelujah. His hand has reached down and picked you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And allowed you to feel the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you're strong and mighty. All the lessons of life that you have learned. Hallelujah. Woo. Able to, hallelujah, and shine bright for him. Hallelujah. Bless his name. God is good. God is good. Sickness, disease, I mean, oh, abuse. Oh God. Don't give up, oh God. I got this little place of peace here. I'm not going to let nobody or nothing disturb it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on it. Hallelujah. You'll bloom. Oh, yes, you will. You'll bloom. Hallelujah. You know how they laughed at our current president? Hallelujah. And said he was too old. How many times he ran for president and lost? If he can do it, you can do it. Hallelujah. What is it that God has put in you to accomplish? And you said, no, you gave up on God. How can we give up on God? Don't give up. People say have faith, but they don't tell you what to have faith in. Have faith in God. Trust God. Have confidence in God. And that God will lead and guide you. That he's your protector. He's your shield of defense. Yes. And some crazy things can happen along the way. But God is still in control. We have to remind ourselves of these things. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So he had called you to do and accomplish something for him. Why would he forsake you? Didn't say it was going to be easy. No, didn't say that. Didn't say you were going to have a Mercedes. You may never have a car. I don't know. But God is in control. Let God work his perfect work in us. And don't put limits on God. Don't do it. Please, don't do it. Don't put limits. You're special. And he made you. You can just pick up the phone and say, well, now, Lord, what would you have me to do? Maybe he'll have you to pick up the phone and call through 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever, and just say, you know, I just called to say that God loves you, just to encourage you today. Hallelujah. Or you out and just through the mask, people can look at your eyes and know that you smile. Open the door for somebody. Be courteous. Be kind to someone. And just say to yourself, God bless you. God bless them. You don't know what that can do for an individual. Oh, we can do a lot of things as God is working his plan in us. Don't close the door on God. And when it's all over, you'll say, I didn't realize, but I thank God that I had faith enough to trust you. Isn't that just beautiful? Faith enough to trust God for his will and his purpose in our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm encouraging myself, and I pray that it has encouraged you. And no, as always, I didn't plan this. Hallelujah, God is good. I was going to talk about Esther a little bit. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, we'll talk about Esther later. God is good. God knows what he wants. So we'll do that. We'll let that sink in for a moment. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy. I mean, every time God, I don't know. I'm just happy in Jesus. And just happy in Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I love the Lord today. But he heard my cry. And he pitied every groan. Yeah, isn't that what the song says? As long as I live, hasten to his throne. Hallelujah. Thank him for allowing us to have sweet sleep and restful nights. I thank him for that. And when the nights are not restful, you know, sometimes we get caught up in thinking, I need to go to sleep. And it may be that God is allowing you purposeful to wake up, that he's calling you to prayer. That may be your prayer watch hour or time. He may be calling you, well, God, I can't sleep. I got to get up. Oh, I got 4 hours. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just saying, Lord, do you want me to pray? Is this my time? Is this my time to come and pray? Well, what I'm going to pray about, everybody all right or not? Oh, I'm so tired. But as you start, if you get up and you start coming to your prayer place or your quiet place, it gets easier and easier. All that tiredness that you begun to feel, you don't feel it anymore. Now you realize this is my prayer hour. This is the time that God is calling me to pray. Hallelujah. He want me to come. He may just want me to come and sit quietly in his presence. Oh, just be quiet in his presence. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I secure, who am I praying for? I don't have to know. How about I start giving him glory. I start praying. I open my mouth. He fill it with words. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I start speaking. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 I start speaking. Ah. I'm a vessel. I'm a servant of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Say that to yourself. Let's not whine, oh, I got up and I won't. We're servants. We have power. We have authority given to us by the Almighty God. Just saying. Hallelujah. Let's go into our scriptures. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. First mention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. We're in Genesis, the fifth verse. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Genesis, the first chapter, and the 26th verse. Hallelujah. Marvelous, wonderful word of the Almighty God. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Mm-hmm. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second chapter, first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for opening our eyes of understanding, giving us illumination, revelation, and clarity of his word. In Yeshua's mighty name, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. You know, he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, I think I'm going to have to get another Bible. Some more. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, the seventh verse we read, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. We're at Isaiah 43, 10th verse. Ye are my witness and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you, and we bless your name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Our God is God and God alone. Hallelujah. We bless your most holy name. We thank you for giving us clarity and understanding of your word. We thank you for your revelation, knowledge, your understanding, Almighty God, that you give and make it so plain to us, Almighty God. Thank you for making your will, your way, and your purpose, and your desire for us individually and collectively, Almighty God. Thank you for the work that you have given us, hallelujah, the works of our hand to perform for you on this earth, Almighty God. Thank you that we're faithful enough to meet the challenge, Almighty God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, to stand bold, hallelujah, in you in confidence, hallelujah, that if you called us to it, you will see us through it, hallelujah, yes, you will, you called us to it, you have called before the foundation of the world for us to accomplish them, hallelujah, 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 we thank you, dear God, thank you for giving us the anointing power, hallelujah, to accomplish the task. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you that we're not only doing ours, but we can be helpers one to another. Almighty God, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Almighty God, we thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Almighty God, perfect the things that concern us, Lord God. We thank you that you dearly bear our burdens. Thank you, God. We thank you that you are the God that heals your people. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the protection. Almighty God, we lift up Brother Dunlap before you this morning. Almighty God, hallelujah. Thank you for protecting him. Thank you for how you protect him. Thank you for how you saved his life, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. God, we thank you. We thank you for mending his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for gladness in his soul. Almighty God, confidence that you got him. Hallelujah. Bless his mother. Almighty God, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Almighty God, let your healing virtue flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not only her, everyone that's on the list that's in need of healing. God, we don't take it lightly. We thank you. We presented their issues to you, their sicknesses, Almighty God. And we thank you for healing everyone. Every one of them, God, according to your will and according to your way. Hallelujah, Master Physician. Hallelujah, great God Almighty. Hallelujah, thank you for meeting every need, Lord God. Every need, Almighty God. Bring victory, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the little ones are suffering from cancer, Almighty God. Almighty God, oh God, those family members who found themselves in other places that don't trust, don't believe in you, Almighty God, we ask that you bring them back to the altar. Give them an easy way out. Open their eyes, Almighty God, hallelujah. Where they run to his cry out, I yield, what must I do to be? Cry out to your God for salvation. Cry out for forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah, for doubting you. From running away from you. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, while they still have breath in their bodies. Let them run to you, Almighty God, where they still have a chance. Almighty God, save. Almighty God, we thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. 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 It's freely given. Hallelujah. But a mighty price was paid. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you that you open our minds to understand. Understanding, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us understanding, revelation, knowledge. Thank you for allowing us that we can lean and depend on you. We thank you, Almighty God, for your wall of protection all around us. We thank you for your fire, your Holy Ghost fire, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It'll be consumed, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you. Removing fear and doubt. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for holy boldness in you, Almighty God. Thank you for faith in you, hope in you, trust in you. Hallelujah. Our faith, our hope, our trust. Hallelujah. Remember,
our nieces and nephews. Hallelujah. May they walk in the circle of your blessings and protection, Almighty God. Our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Sons and daughters of the Most High God, protected by the Almighty God, walking in your circle of blessings, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name, Father. Thank you for how you shine on us. Thank you for how you show your love towards us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Almighty God, that you are a shield of defense. Thank you for how you fight for us. Thank you, Almighty God, for opening up the scientists' minds and those that's working in the labs, their mind, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them work not for profit and gain, Almighty God, but for the healing of the land, Almighty God, for the healing of the people, Almighty God. Work through them and in spite of them, Almighty God. Clear the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Bring peace in our homes, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, never let us forget that there is a will and a purpose for each one of us. And may we fulfill the will and the purpose, Almighty God. May we bring glory. May we walk in harmony and peace. May we never forget, Almighty God, to seek you in all our ways. May we never forget. Hallelujah. To acknowledge you. Hallelujah. May we never forget to seek you with all our heart. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to know your voice. Hallelujah. Thank you for the spirit of humbleness and gratefulness. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify your most holy name. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Lord, you knew that this time, this day would be here. And you knew that we would be here. So may we fulfill our purpose. Almighty God, remember those that you have placed in authority. The systems of men in the White House in the United States, the Congress, the Senate, the legislators, the representatives, the judicial, Almighty God, step in the situation, turn hearts, hallelujah. Let them remember that they're here to serve and that it is you, regardless of what they think. In the place of authority. Hallelujah. It is you who put down one and put up one and set down another. Remember that they must answer to you for every decision that they make. Hallelujah. All through every system of man, all over the world. Hallelujah. 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 All the way to the grassroots. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making provisions for those who are reaching out to meet the need of others. Thank you. Thank you for a tender heart to give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. We give you glory and we bless your name. How great is our God, and you're greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless your name. You're a wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing is missing. Hallelujah. And nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Healing virtue flowing from your throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah for being with us, for comforting us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Directing us. Hallelujah. 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 What a privilege and an honor to be called a child of God. Hallelujah. To have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for providing. Thank you for making a way. Hallelujah. And nothing is too small. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can inhale and exhale. My brothers and sisters, my sisters and my brothers, don't take it lightly. There are those who cannot do just what we just did. We ask the Lord to touch their bodies, to release their bodies from the disease that will prevent them from inhaling and exhaling on their own. Hallelujah. For lifting their hands to heaven and blessing your name. Some can't lift their hands. Hallelujah. We lift our hands to heaven and we bless your name. For those who can't, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture. Numbers, the 6th chapter and the 24th verse. Let's read the 23rd verse. 22nd. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, completeness. God's will. Isn't that just amazing? Hallelujah. Our benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the confidence that God, and he's in control, and he's with you. God bless you. Thank you for joining in. We love you. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful weekend.